happened. I just kicked off our recording. Hey to everyone who is catching us on the replay. Excited to be here with you again today. So we ended yesterday with a set of takeaways and our one word. My one word was momentum, and I was reflecting as we're kicking off for today, and I am still feeling it. I am so excited to go through this again today, and I wanted to check in with you on your word and just open up and set an intention for the day. I'm still gonna ride the momentum wave, and I'm actually taking action on that, and I'm blocking time. I mentioned with Matt, I'm blocking time where I can hide away. He did bring in laundry to this room. I can't, that's a distraction. I'm going to lock myself away in a place where there is not laundry for some serious hours to implement at the end of this week and next week. But I want to know, as you step into today, what is an intention you want to set for today? And of course, as we get to the end of this day, we'll also set an intention, we'll also shift and look forward into the next couple of weeks. So we can ride this wave of momentum even beyond the 2 days of virtual retreating. The chat window is new. Is there something new? I might need a new Zoom update. So what is your intention for today? It could be, again, a feeling. It could be a shift you want to make in mindset. It could be, I need to get X done today. So we're really going to laser focus in on that. Building momentum. But, you know, as I think about getting something done today, when I step into retreat days, it is really to be present, to show up, to serve, to be engaged, to be connected. So that presence is another big intention. Lori, growing confidence. Beautiful. We're going to keep that building. Continuing to work on quiz funnel emails. Yes. Still feeling confident. Got some writing done this morning already. Yeah. Setting the intention to write the email sequence for launch and keep it simple but powerful. Finish those emails. Just one to completely finish. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Keep the energy going. Feeling good energy and clarity. Yes. Well, you guys know, for those of you that were here yesterday, for those that were, I'll let you in on this. My husband, Monday, I was not feeling well. I woke up with anxiety, turned into allergies, went to migraine. My sister even saw me. She's like, oh, you don't look good. Like, I was so inflamed, and she was so relieved today when she saw me. She's like, I was worried because you were looking rough, but I was in a rough place. But I still had a call that I got on, and my husband said, thank goodness you have a call and you're talking to your clients, because your energy always shifts. So keeping that energy going. Yes. Yes, let's keep it going. It's a good way to start the week too. Surprised or shocked? Forgot which one. Still surprised and shocked at how much you wrote. Yeah, you got a lot of writing done. And how much you wrote last year? Get that? Not get that much? Or yesterday? Last year? Yesterday? Yes. Focus is going to be on creating different sequence preparation for a presentation, writing a homepage, website. And give yourself grace. Yes, 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 yes. Yesterday. I know. Feels like an eternity all these days. Beautiful. Okay. Before we shift gears and we start to move into that creative space with Karen, I want to take a minute and keep the good energy flowing and bringing that into our writing today. And I want you to think of someone that you are grateful for. Think of someone, either maybe it was accountability partner, maybe it's someone in Fresh that you've talked to or collaborated with on something, even in the comments, got a good idea from. Maybe it's someone in another space. Maybe it's a family member who's been, you know, connected, you've been connecting with as we move through these months of stay at home, quarantine, whatever phase everyone is in around the world. Think of someone you are grateful for anything, any area of your life, business, life, personal. Does everyone have someone or multiple, a couple of people in mind? Yeah, okay, got someone in mind, a little gratitude. Now, as you think of that person, I want you to grab your phone or go into your computer and take a minute to send them a message. I was thinking of you, and let them know the impact and the gratitude that you feel for them, a little note of love. And we're going to put, I'm going to put a minute on the clock. I'll keep it quiet over here. So the, if you're sending a voice message, so the sound doesn't flow through, you could send them a video. But I'm going to put a minute on the clock for us to do that all individually now. 1 minute, go time. All right, that was just over a minute. Anyone still going? Watch, a little bit still going there. Okay, I'll wait for heads to come back up. We are right on time. We are right on time. Right on time. Ah, yes, it's, you'll do your last one later. Send three. Oh, nice, you had three to send and got two done. I love it. A little extra. That is awesome. Extra love and gratitude going out to all of you as well. It is so incredible to be in this space, and that energy and that momentum that we're feeling is because of everyone that is here. So with that, we're going to keep the creativity and energy flowing, and we're going to welcome Karen back to the stage. I am so excited, and I was getting a good chuckle last night. I left my coffee here. I came up, my coffee was spilled, but it was spilled. I don't know, the kids were running in and out. It was spilled all over my Monster. Well, actually, I think my Monster was okay. My Monster is looking okay. And my ripped up piece of paper, I'm like, oh, coffee bits. So I got a good bit of joy picking that up. I'm like, it's all good. I'm
coffee almost stains are really creative, right? Like they can make pretty creative shapes.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. Thank you again for being here with us and doing this creative verse and getting us the flow.
Yeah, I'm so excited. Actually, it's so funny that you said that because I was looking at something on Facebook last night that had people who had like birthmarks on their body, different shapes, different places, and had created them into tattoos that were like the most unique things that matched the shapes, or like, you know, someone had one that looked kind of like a ghost. So they had put like eyes and like, you know, made the actual birthmark into a ghost. It was just the coolest thing. So it was, yeah, that was, I come across the weirdest creativity things on Facebook.
I love that. I'm going to search for that and show Harper. Yeah. She's got a little raspberry on her side that is fading. Oh, it makes me sad. It's fading.
So we're going to get started. One of the things that I love so much about creativity is how many different components there are to it. So, you know, there's so many ways to be creative. But I want to ask you guys, what do you think? There's two main myths around creativity. So I want you to put in the chat, what do you think the two main myths around creativity are. These are things that I struggle with trying to get people to look at, all my clients that I work with. Anyone? Yes, okay. So Jane says that not everyone is creative, and that it's only related to the arts. That is absolutely true. A bunch of other people are saying that. So many people think that, oh, I can't draw, I'm not creative. Oh, I can't paint, I'm not creative. Oh, I can't, you know, make a sculpture, I'm not creative. So the fact that it's, you know, creativity is so much more than just being artistic. It is around, it's a mode of thinking. And the other one, let me see what else we've got here. Yes, Kristen, that you have to be innately creative. So the idea that you are either creative or you're not, and there's no middle ground. When I do my workshops, I generally will say, how many people like emphatically will put up their hand and say, yes, I'm creative. And people are really hesitant to actually say, yes, I'm creative. And the thing that I love about creativity is that you can actually become more creative. So what happens when we are kids, think about how creative your kids are. They will build things and they will use their imagination, and you have this creativity that is part of being a child. And then we go through school and we learn all these rules and we start to lose our creativity. We start to learn what we're supposed to do and we sort of lose that ability to continue to be creative. So what we're doing is relearning. We're just reintroducing ourselves to how to look at things from a different perspective. We're looking at how to use our curiosity, our imagination, but creativity can be taught, and that's what I love about it. So one of the what we're going to do now is I want you to grab if your circles from yesterday, and if you don't have it, let me just pull it. I'll put it in here, and if you're near a printer, you can print it out. If you're not, then just grab a piece of paper and put a whole bunch of circles on the page. Okay. So what you're going to do is you are going to use that piece of paper and you're going to draw things that are circles. So for example, first thing that might come to your mind is a clock. So you're going to draw the first circle and make a clock. Second one, you might think, a ball. So you might draw and make it a ball. Okay. So the idea is to go through and fill up as many circles as you can, as quickly as you can. So this is, again, it's not about being, you know, perfectly artistic. It's about just thinking about things that are circles. There's only one rule, and that is that you cannot combine circles. So you can't make a snake and use all the circles to make one snake, because that would just be too easy. Okay, so I'm going to put the timer on and get you guys to start your circles, and we'll go now. Thank you. Everyone looks like they're going strong still. If you're starting to get stuck, let me know. Just put up your hand and go, okay, Amber's getting stuck. All right, so what, I'm gonna add something to this now. So when we're practicing creative thinking, one of the ways that we can support the divergent thinking process is to use something called forced connections. So I'm gonna share my screen and I'm going to show you an image. What I want you to do is look at that image and see if you can think of anything else that might be, that you can draw as a circle, just from whatever you see in that image. It doesn't have to be something that you see necessarily. It could just remind you of something else that you could draw. So I'm gonna pull up an image for you to have a look at. Another thing you can do is just look around your room. Take a look around your room, see what you see, see if there's anything that makes a connection to something that would be a circle. Can I give you 30 more seconds? Has anyone filled up their page yet? All right. So how was that exercise? Open up your mics, let me know, put in the chat. Anyone find it getting hard? Okay, I wanna know, what do you think the most creative, most original, it wasn't terrible. I'm glad it wasn't terrible. So what was the most original circle that you came up with? I want to know all these original circles. One that you think was most imaginative. Jane got 17. Hula hoop. Excellent. Okay. Cat curled up sleeping. Nice. Jerrianne got 12. Bat symbol in the top of a candle. Good. Saturn. Very cool. Ball of yarn. Snow globe, keyhole. You may use two to make eyeballs. All right, nice. So this is an activity, top of a soda can. This is an activity that you can actually do over and over, and you can do it in different ways. You can even do this with your kids. I get teams to do it in their meetings because it's just a sort of a fun activity, and you can actually see how you progress over a period of time. So you can do it in terms of how many circles you fill in, how original the ideas are, like, did anybody else get this idea? Or you can do it in time. So how many can you get in, 2 minutes? There's a variety of ways you can do this activity. And this is a great thing to do with kids too. It's a lot of fun to see how creative they can be with things that they come up with. All right. So when I showed you the picture and sort of asked you to look around your room, that's called a forced connection. And forced connections is part of creativity, because really when you think about ideas, so many ideas are just two different things put together to create something new. And that's how innovation and creativity really happens. You don't often come up with an idea that's brand new that no one's ever thought of before. It's just slightly altered and connected with something new. So I always tell people when they're trying to figure out, you know, what do I read or how do I get ideas, look for things that are not within your industry, not within your field. And that's how you can make connections to things that are brand new. So one example is, planes have black boxes. Their hospital here in Toronto, a doctor who worked in the emergency or in surgery came up with the idea of putting a black box system into operating rooms so that it recorded all of the medication, the machines, the conversations. So if something went wrong, they could actually determine what it was that happened, sort of go back and review it, just like in a plane crash. So again, that's just taking something from one industry and combining it with something in a different industry and making something new. So that's very cool. So the next exercise is, I really need your help with this one, because yesterday when I was out shopping, I came home and I ended up with a bit of a problem. So I need to show you this problem. I came home and I found, that's not it. This is what I found. I found this very hefty, hungry hippo in my bathtub. And I am in a bit of a quandary about this hefty hippo. It was actually in my hot tub. And I need you guys to help me with this. So the first thing I want you to do is to get really curious about this huge hefty hippo. It's also hungry. So I want you guys to use the chat to think about questions that you would want to ask to find out more about this huge hefty hungry hippo. And just get really curious about it, okay? So I'm going to, I need to see the chat. How do I see my chat? There we go, okay. Okay, so let's go. Ask away, get curious, wonder about this hippo. I'm gonna read them out there. So, is the hippo happy? What is the hippo's name? Who is he trying to seduce? What does the hippo like to eat? Is the hippo wet? Does he need more water? Where is he from? Is he okay? How big is the bathtub? Is he alive? How did he get there? Does he want some lettuce? What does a hippo eat? How did he fit through your front door? I don't know. Did the kids let him in? Where are his friends and family? Does he want some marbles? Will he be my friend? Is he male or female? Where is he going to sleep tonight? Yeah, he slept in the tub last night. How can we get him back to where he belongs? Well, Kristen, that is an excellent question, because the next step of this is, once we start to be really curious, I need you guys to help me figure out, how do we actually get this hippo out of the tub? So this is, I now need ideas, your most original and creative ideas about, how do I get this huge, hefty, hungry hippo out of my hot tub? So, please tell me how to do that. Bribe him with lettuce. Watermelon trail out the door into the zoo's van. Okay, good. Destroy the hot tub with a sledgehammer. Nice. Call the fire department. They obviously want to play board games with Harley. Can you call a wildlife place? I could try that. Start dancing. He might come out and dance with me. Call the zoo. Ask him to leave politely. Put him on a leash. Tie some bed sheets together and make a sling and call some burly work guys to lift him out. Google it. Yes, Google it. All right, what else? Come on. Offer chocolate. Find a lady hippo to lure him out. Step stool. Okay. He's a pretty hefty, hungry hippo. A crane, a giant crane, okay. What else? Any ideas? Any more? Play Lady Hippo Sounds on the phone to lure him out. A helicopter plus a sling. Nice. That's a good forced connection. Give him some love and chat with him and see what he wants and needs. That's very empathetic. I like that. I'm a witchy fantasy author, so grab your spell book and shrink him down. Oh, that would be so cool. Yes. All right, this is when it gets hard. I need some more ideas. Is that the drink that, is that drink this or eat that, Alice? So when we're coming up with ideas for any type of situation, the research shows that it's sort of split into three thirds. The first third of ideas are sort of your very top of mind ideas. Your next third, they get better ideas, but it's the last third of all your ideas that are the most creative, the most original. So it's always hard to push through, but that's where you get your really great ideas. Adopt him. There you go, and not even bother getting him out. Put water on him and get him to leave. Make him uncomfortable so he wants to leave. How can I make him uncomfortable? Put a tutu on him and teach him the Fantasia dance and send him to Hollywood. Use a backwater slide to slide him out. Oh, nice. Yep. All right. We're getting really good now. Okay. Get him on TikTok and learn a new dance. Just let him be the opposite of the solution. And that might be a possible. Play loud music. Okay. That's to lure him out or to make him uncomfortable, I guess. Light something on fire and smoke him out. There we go. Borrow your neighbor's tiger. Of course, I really should have thought about that. Cover him in butter, slide him out. You guys are awesome. I love these. All right. Okay, so I'm going to stop sharing and come back. Okay, so I just want to bring it back to how was that activity of being curious and then thinking about these options, coming up with all these ideas. Anyone have any comments? So this is, again, like these are activities that you can do in any kind of situation. I have a whole bunch of different scenarios that I use. I have one where we have a raccoon that's hungry and stuck in a van. And I mean, there's all these different types of scenarios and they just are sort of fun ways to really get your creativity going. Let's see, okay. So fun. I love how we ran out of ideas, but we dug down and found more and more. That is so true. And that's what the hardest part is. You get sort of like, oh, that's it. I'm out of ideas. And really that's when you have to dig deep and keep pushing. And one of the great things is that you guys worked off of each other. So when someone said something, somebody realized, oh, I could add that plus this, or it made me think of something else. So you can see how even being in a group collaboratively thinking through creative ideas can be so much better than just trying to do it on your own as well. Let's see, I keep putting my reality hat thinking that they don't really like people, steer clear. Yeah, it's hard to think, oh yeah, well that won't work. And just, you know, sort of getting back to, you know, staying in reality when really this is such a wide open sort of fantasy type of challenge. It was really hard for me. I wanted him to stay and hang out with me and I didn't want him to make him uncomfortable or scared or hurt, which could cause really bad results for others and not just him. I love it. I find a tendency that I panic during stuff like this at first because I feel like everyone always looks to the writer to do something great. Yeah, there's a lot of pressure. If you're sort of, you know, sort of seen as being someone who is, oh, well, you're a writer, you're creative. You know, you're sort of the one who has this kind of gift to be able to do it. But That doesn't necessarily mean it's true, and especially if you start to panic. Yeah. So you guys were absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for participating. I think this was great, and I am so happy to have been able to do this stuff with you. If you ever have any questions or you want any other activities or any ideas around creativity, please don't hesitate to hit me up, and I love talking about creativity. So thanks, Amber.
Such a blast. Thank you, Karen. Well, would everyone mind just unmuting for 1 second? Unmuting and watch for the unmutes. And just giving Karen a great big thank you all at one time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was awesome. Thank you.
So great. That was a ton of fun. And I love with these exercises as well. Like yesterday, how I'm like, oh, my mood shifted when the music came on. And then my monsters started to evolve and look a little bit different. And then this, like how grounded I am in like, what's reality? What can we actually do? And how, like, let's get outside the box. And how we need to give ourselves that space to get outside of our traditional thinking.
Yeah, because I think one of the things with coming up with new ways of working is it's so much harder to build up on something to be more original. But if you go wild and crazy, it's easier to come back down a little bit. So there's four guidelines when you're doing activities like that. And I didn't want to get into the details, but generally you're looking at deferring judgment so that you're not sort of you know, being critical as the ideas come out. You leave that for a completely different stage. You seek wild ideas, you go for quantity, and you defer judgment. So you just go for it.
For quantity. Typo, ignore that. Wanted to make sure I captured a note from the chat history. Oh my goodness, so good. What an incredible way to kick off and get into the creative flow again and shift from the realities of everything we've got going on to get into the space and get ready to write. Now, we're going to shift to goal setting. Because when we set a goal and we go in to implement, today that's to write with a goal in mind, we saw how much writing got done yesterday. So we're going to set the goal, we're going to set the intentions together, and then we are going to get to it. Now, yesterday we set goals and we prioritized. So you may still have that list. And you may still have things on that list that need to be finished, like I do. Some of you set your intentions for today already, identifying what needed to get done. And some of them, maybe more than what we can actually get done in the space of today as well. So grab that list and look at what still is on your priority list and what's next in terms of priorities. And then identify, all right, I've got 90 minutes and I know how much I got done yesterday in 90 minutes. What is my goal for today that I am going to execute on in those 90 minutes that we have to step away, really focus, to write and make it happen? While you are identifying what your focus is going to be, I'm going to give you 1 minute to sort of narrow that down and look at. Actually, let's go with 2 minutes because 1 minute flies. 1 minute flies. Look at your list of priorities and identify what your focus for today is going to be. I want you to be happier when the morning comes and we see what we've become. In the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we've begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back. Cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that the story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind. Cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. Oh, that means I'll have to wait.
Teaching me up inside, but we run our course. We pretended we're okay. Now if we jump together, at least we can swim far away from the wreck we made. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I want to raise your spirits. I want to see you smile. No, that means I'll have to leave. No, that means I'll have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. So I'll go.
All right. Have you set your priorities for today? Yeah. Okay. Head nods. Anyone stuck? Sort of. Okay. Okay. A little eek in there. I know I'm feeling a little bit. I'm like, I just at the last minute switched out something, a priority, to put in something I'm excited to get to, and I'm feeling momentum around right now, and I moved something out to later. Okay, we're going to pop into groups real quick to get in conversation and share what our goals and our intentions are for these 90 minutes, so we can get really clear and articulate verbally, this is what I'm going to get done in the 90 minutes. So with that, I'm going to create the breakout rooms. We're going to have ideally three people in each room, two or three. More than seven rooms. There we go. Okay, three participants per room. I'll be moving people around. Share what you're planning to write about and anything else you want to get clear on with your intentions as you verbalize what you're going to get done in these 90 minutes that we have for the writing retreat coming up. Breakout rooms coming up now. Do, 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 do. Blue button, you have been invited. Click the button and you will be teleported to your new room. And there we go. All right. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay, I think every room has at least two people. Perfect. For those of us that are in here and haven't joined yet, I'm gonna play some music in the background. All good. I pulled up focus music, but the social distancing social club track has been kind of fun. So we'll see what we have in this one. I don't know all of these songs, so we could have a wild card here. Let's see. Raining tacos. That sounds fun.
No need to ask why, just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos, out in the street, tacos, all you can eat, lettuce and cheese.
Almost, we've got about 30 seconds and everybody will be back from the breakout rooms. We're gonna do one final thing before we are ready to break and write. Woo! I'm a little bit nervous. I'm not going to get a solid word count today. I was looking, I'm like, should I change my writing activities and go for a word count? But we'll see. Maybe there'll be more words than I'm expecting. Do, 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 do. All right, there we go. Oh, you guys missed the taco song. That'll be actually our wrap-up song. So, Kelly, you were here for it. That'll be our wrap-up song. Okay, oh, I saw that. Perfect, yeah, because you go live on Wednesday on YouTube. Perfect, yep. Write in, check in the after. Awesome, I love it. Okay, before we go, if you are stuck on anything, oh, wait, we don't have everyone. There are people still in room. Hold on. Uh-oh. Oh, let me check the breakout room. Let me check the breakout room. Breakout. Wait. No, maybe we are all back. Okay, okay. Doesn't look like anyone's in the rooms. Let's do it. Okay, we're going to stand up real quick. We're going to be sitting. We're going to be writing for a little bit. So before we do, we've been sitting. I've been sitting at least for a while. I was looking forward to this moment all morning, sitting like, a stretch is coming. I could just get up and stretch by myself, but I waited for you. All right, stretch it out. Arms up. I'm only putting one arm up because I'm holding the computer. Oh, stretch across. Stretch any way you need to. Ah, little leg stretch if you want. I'm bending in half. Hamstrings, which I neglect so well. Ah, twist in the hips. Woo, nice, Francis. Good call. Yeah. All right, all right. Little twist. Ugh. Oh, yeah, good call. Stretch on the way to Starbucks. I love it. I will take a cold brew with a little sweet cream on top. Exactly. All right.
Okay. Amber, don't play with me. I will send it to you. I will have it delivered. No, I'm that friend that's known for delivering Starbucks to the door, and people are like, oh, the door is ringing.
That is amazing.
You are awesome.
Yes. I actually buy Starbucks on purpose to get the points to give them to my friends.
Oh my gosh. You just do it like on Postmates to their address? Oh, that's a good idea. I usually
can
just
I send you my address?
Exactly.
Don't send me it. You might go.
I might just have to do that. Okay. So you can
do back.
This before the writing session officially begins. So if anyone is thinking, oh, I'm gonna Postmates that Starbucks, if you're in a location where you've got something like that, it's a gift. It is a gift to be in a location where you have delivery like that. So if you got it, if you need to get a drink from downstairs, I have my water and my leftover coffee, but I might be grabbing Starbucks before we officially start. You've got 3 minutes. And what I also want to invite you to do is put 1 hour, take your timer, take a timer anywhere, take it on the Google if you don't have one handy on your phone, and set the clock for 1 hour and 33 minutes. 1 hour and 33 minutes. Yep, we're still at 33 minutes and now 32 minutes. And we are gonna regroup at that time to debrief and to step into our afternoon activities where we're gonna do an overall biz and life check and set ourselves up to reflect on an ongoing basis through year end and make sure we've got a solid, well-rounded foundation and perspective as we pull through to the end of 2020. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. And so we've got 1 hour and 31 minutes and 30 seconds to go. Grab that drink, go right, and we're going to come back and check in and finish our mid-year virtual retreat strong. So with that, okay, Karen, awesome. Work till then. I love it. I love it. Yeah, adjust, wiggle the schedule as you need to. We are virtual for this reason. And I'm going to pull up, or that's a benefit of being virtual for sure. We're going to exit with, where are my tacos? Where'd the tacos go? Below the, oh, great. I was gonna leave us with some taco music, but I lost it. Where'd the taco go? I'm gonna find those tacos. If you're waiting for it, I will find them. Tacos, it's raining tacos. This is our parting song to keep the mood flowing as we go to write.
Right out of the sky, tacos. No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes.
All right.
It's raining.
I know. I know, Jerrianne. That was my face too, but then I found myself jamming. Like tacos. Okay. 90 minutes. You got it. Is it? Is my teeth? I'm going to be That'll make people go start writing. Forgive me away from this song. Sorry if it's going to be stuck in your head. Go right. We'll get it done.
It's raining tacos.
27 seconds, and then we'll wrap up this meeting room and meet back here. Good call. Stuck in my head. All right.